You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Prices keep falling at the wholesale level. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Prices at the wholesale level fell by 0.1% in December. That is a continuation of monthly price drops for wholesale producers. Prices were down 0.1% in November and 0.4% in October. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
It's rare for any of the inflation indices to actually drop in a month. What it means is that the input costs that go into producing the goods and services that we consume are lower. And of course, if business costs are lower, it means less pressure to pass cost increases to us.
We got the CPI Consumer Price Index yesterday. It was not ideal. It rose a little bit. And we also just saw that oil prices rose in the wake of U.S. and British airstrikes in Yemen. What does that mean for overall inflation moving forward?
Yesterday's CPI is still consistent with inflation falling this year. It just didn't fall quite as much in December as we would have liked. As for oil prices, came in this morning and the average oil price in the U.S. is up $3 a barrel. Conflict can have a day-to-day impact, but the most important thing is that global demand is weaker than global supply. I think those prices are going to come back down again eventually.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial. The Federal Aviation Administration this morning announced that it will increase oversight of Boeing's production and manufacturing, and it's considering using an independent third party, not Boeing itself, to inspect quality control processes. This is the latest in a series of consequences after a chunk of fuselage blew off of a Boeing 737 MAX 9 a week ago during an Alaska Airlines flight. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
The FAA says it will audit Boeing's 737 MAX 9 production line and its suppliers. It was a door plug made by supplier Spirit AeroSystems and used to seal an unused emergency exit, which blew off an almost brand new MAX 9 jet last Friday. Safety officials are still investigating, but loose bolts on door plugs on multiple MAX 9 planes have since been discovered, and the planes are grounded. The FAA says it will increase monitoring of MAX 9s currently in service, and yesterday it gave Boeing 10 days to provide additional information about its manufacturing practices. This is the latest in a series of crises at Boeing, starting with two deadly crashes several years ago. The FAA is also under scrutiny. Following the crashes, Congress strengthened the agency's oversight powers. Now Democrat Maria Cantwell, who chairs the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, is asking the FAA to explain how it's been using its increased authority. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
California, home of the fifth largest economy in the world, is facing a bit of a budget mess. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled his proposal to patch a $38 billion budget deficit. Another estimate has California's deficit at $68 billion, an all-time record. Even with the economy doing pretty well across the country, California is not the only state dealing with some budget troubles. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Last year, the IRS extended the tax filing deadline for most Californians, basically because it felt bad most of the state had been on fire in 2023. That basically messed up the state's cash flow.
I think it's reasonably fair to say that climate change played a role in the timing challenges of the state's budget shortfall.
Chris Haney heads the California Budget and Policy Center. The Golden State's progressive income tax system depends a lot on rich people's capital gains, which means it depends a lot on rich people's stock portfolios. And while tech stocks have done pretty well the past year or so, there haven't been many new tech stocks.
So when we have a lot of IPO activity and a lot more people getting rich fast, the state's revenue system picks that up. But we had a really significant decline in IPOs over the last year, year and a half.
While the sheer size of California's deficit makes it an outlier, it is by no means alone in its budget woes. Many states' long-standing money problems were papered over the past couple years by $350 billion in federal pandemic aid. Josh Goodman is a researcher at Pew Charitable Trusts.
Illinois or Pennsylvania or New Jersey or Alaska, where, you know, this is really just a return to the story where their spending demands are higher than their revenue.
Other states like Arizona cut taxes the past 2 years, which is hurting revenue now. And because of inflation, that revenue doesn't stretch as far as it used to, especially for employees lured by rising wages in the private sector.
States have had big problems with, you know, having enough prison guards, making sure their school systems have enough bus drivers.
The good news is most states have pretty decent rainy day funds. California will be tapping its break glass in case a deficit piggy bank to ease budget cuts. Richard Auchscher at the Tax Policy Center says all things considered, state budgets are doing okay, which is good news for the private sector, too.
State and local governments spend an incredible amount of money that accounts for a huge chunk of our overall economy. State and local governments employ a huge number of people.
About 1 in 7 American workers, to be precise. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.